This morning's reading is from Romans chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 4. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I'm going to invite Jenny up now. Most of you will know Jenny. Jenny is now a second year in training for ministry for ordination and is going to be preaching for us this morning. I'm going to pray for her just as she begins.
Thanks, Phil.
Lord, we thank you for Jenny. We thank you for all that you're doing in her and through her. And we pray that this morning, as she brings this word to us, that your Holy Spirit that's been with her as she's been preparing will speak through her into our hearts and that it will shape us so that we can know more of your love, more of your Holy Spirit, and know better how to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. So Paul is challenging us to think about how we operate individually, to make all the different parts work together as a whole. And we all need to play our part. And this involves being open to the Holy Spirit's prompting. It brings to mind my visit to New Wine Women 3 years ago. It's always a really spirit-filled day for me, and as usual, I was full of expectation. And I was open to what God might be saying, but I wasn't quite expecting to feel a sudden call to action. Didn't quite know what God had in store for me, but there was a definite feeling that I was being asked to step out and explore what my vocation might be. This was the beginning of what could only be described as the discernment process runaway train. But at every step of the way, every doubt, every worry, God has been with me. He's put the right people with me on my journey. He's given me courage and direction. And now I have finished my first year of ordination training. Things really do happen when you step out. We need to learn to trust in what God has planned for us. It's easier said than done, I know, but it's all about allowing God's transformational process to happen. Transformed individuals become a transformed community when we recognise that we need one another. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body and each member belongs to all the others. There is an ongoing process of divine and human interaction. When Martin Luther King Jr. led a non-violent movement to transform the soul and laws of the United States, he grasped something about maintaining a balance while seeking to discern the will of God. His words are illustrative and instructive. Human progress never rolls in on wheels of inevitability. It comes through tireless efforts of men willing to be co-workers with God. Indeed, human effort is always divinely, albeit mysteriously, inspired and energized because we are transformed to live out God's great plan. Using our God-given gifts is an integral part of that. We are incredibly fortunate at St. Andrew's as we have so many gifted, talented and generous people within our congregations. But it can still be difficult for some of us to identify our gifts and then know where, when, or how best to use them to benefit the whole body. Growing up through the charismatic and evangelical free churches, it sometimes left me feeling inadequate when it comes to the subject of certain types of gifts. And I know I'm not alone. We are reminded in this passage that gifts are very varied. They're not all about speaking in tongues and receiving prophetic words or pictures, wonderful though that is. They are gifts of giving and serving, teaching, leading, and encouraging and showing compassion. It can be easy sometimes to feel excluded if you don't possess the super spiritual gifts of tongues or prophecy. But Paul makes it clear. all God's gifts that are given to us are special and will be used uniquely by each and every one of us. Some of us might have great listening skills or be great at praying out loud. Some might be musical or be really good at welcoming or organising, visiting or fundraising, cleaning or baking, accounting or youth work. The list is endless in ways in which we can serve God, can serve our church, our communities and each other. But do we always acknowledge and use our gifts to strengthen the body of Christ? I'm sure some of you have come across Margaret Silf. She wrote a lovely little story called The Gifts Department. It really gave me something to think about, and it goes like this. It was stocktaking time in heaven. The angels were tidying up the gifts department. There was a lot to do. First, there was a whole pile of gifts that the great giver had offered to the human children, but which had been returned and opened after the recipient's death. What a shame, the angels said. And after the great giver chose them so carefully and personally and packaged each one with love. A second pile then caught their attention. Gifts that had been sent back with requests for exchange and notes attached. Some notes said, "This doesn't fit me," or "I'll never be able to use this," or "Please can I exchange the gift for the gift you sent my friend?" What a shame, the angel said, as if the great giver doesn't know exactly which gift is right for which person. And just as they were sighing over all this waste, the great giver himself walked into the room. He smiled ruefully as he noticed the piles of unused and unwanted gifts, but then broke into peals of joyous laughter as he reached a special corner of the gifts department where there was nothing at all. "Put some lovely flowers here," he said to the angels, "and prepare a feast. We will have a celebration. This is where the gifts once were that have been sent out. They have been received, welcomed, and completely used up and spent. What joy it is in heaven to see this empty shelf. With all these gifts we are given, the life-giving power of God is experienced in particular acts and ways of doing things. In other words, the power of God that enriches people's lives comes through concrete actions taken by the followers of Jesus. God's grace produces action in God's people for the good of others." Paul's body metaphor in today's passage challenges that group of people to consider that everyone, every member of the body of Christ in the church has a gift to contribute. This implies that everyone's gifts are not only present but needed for the living body of Christ to function in the world as it seeks to discern and live out God's will. This means we cannot deny our gifts. We need to step out in faith, taking a risk to serve. We should also encourage each other. Sometimes we just need to be personally invited. This can enable us to have confidence in stepping out. I remember Caroline asking me to join her to sing in the worship band. I certainly didn't think I was good enough, and I was absolutely petrified. Knees knocking, dry mouth a lot. But that personal invitation made all the difference, and I feel it's an enormous privilege to be part of any of the worship teams at St Andrews. Every time I've stepped out here, it's because somebody has invited me to. From Francis asking me to join Growing Leaders, Mike asking me to lead sessions at the house group, or co-leading with Phil. All things that take me well and truly out of my comfort zone. But that is where we grow, outside of our comfort zones. And it would be fair to say that I'm often outside of my comfort zone during my ongoing ordination training. I would hardly call myself an academic, although I have an excellent degree from the University of Life. They call it formation. And the academic side is really only a small part of it. These next few years will be where I have to discern what the gifts that God has given me and how best to use them for his purposes. The words of legendary dancer Judith Jameson about the relationship between dance and the spirit may help us think about coming into the fullness of community. "Dance," she said, "is bigger than the physical body. Think bigger than that. When you extend your arm, it doesn't stop at the end of your fingers, because you're dancing bigger than that. your dancing spirit. Surely we are dancing spirit when we practice our different gifts as a way to connect as members of one another. So as we consider today's passage, let us consider our part in that body. I pray that God will release and heal each of us from all that holds us back from being all that God desires us to be. That we will each be shown our part to play within this amazing body. That we can offer again ourselves fully, surrendering our own wisdom and desires, that with Christ as our head, we will be led into deeper and deeper trust and deeper wisdom. By God's grace and power of the Holy Spirit, we are given gifts. When we accept that individuals receive different gifts, we become a vibrant, sacred, transformed community. We ask that God will take our ordinary earthly offerings and transform them so that the body of Christ, this gift from God, this church, can work to its full potential and become a visible presence of the glory and fruitfulness that God wants to offer his world. Amen.